This is the Professional Patients Podcast with Ruben and Ollie.
Recording.
Here we are. We're back again.
Yes.
It's a wonderful day.
It's a new chapter.
It's a new chapter.
A new storyline, if you will. We're not calling these storylines.
But we are going to talk more about... Well, we're going to break down relationships this time.
Boom.
Seems like a smooth,
romantic relationships romantic, this time around, which is going to be... Oh, c'est magnifique.
C'est magnifique. Yeah. How are you doing, first and foremost? How are you, mate?
I haven't
seen you in a while, even though I have actually seen you, but it's
We have, but we've been too stressed watching the footy and dealing with those...
The other issues.
We're going to move on from the footy, because instantly my mood just goes, you know what? No.
No, we're not talking about footy today. No. We're talking about romantic relationships.
Exactly.
Who are we, firstly? I'm
fairly sure we've done the professional patients intro, but just to clarify, the people with a forgetful memory, a.k.a. Ruben. We are the professional patients.
We are the professional patients.
This is for Ruben, because I'm fairly sure other people can just press back on 15 seconds on Apple Podcasts. But for this, Ruben, patients, we're going to be talking about romantic relationships.
Romantic relationships.
Boom. Sorted. Should we start from the beginning?
Let's talk about...
First dates. The ever dreading... Actually, no, I quite like a first date, to be honest.
I don't mind a first date.
Yeah.
I don't mind
What
a
do you dread
date.
As a transplant patient?
I mean, the obvious one. The obvious first date thing that I dread is... Well, before we even get to that, where do you go to your first... What's an ideal... Mate, I want to take you out. Where's your first date?
Is that me, personally?
Ideal first date, yeah.
Climbing.
Okay, no, seriously.
Okay,
actually climbing.
Climbing's a great first date. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff. It's more something different, isn't it? Like, you get all the normal stuff, which is always nice.
Yeah.
But, like, I find at some bars or pubs, it's always a bit too loud. And I can't hear them, and I end up lip reading, and I misunderstand things, and I can be a bit of a prat sometimes at the best of times, let alone if I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Oliver. You've said that 16 times.
Yeah,
I couldn't even hear myself. How are you supposed to hear? But yeah, okay.
And then when you throw alcohol into the mix, it's very much like I can't actually understand
what
you.
I do like, which is one I did recently, which I thought was really American and really cheesy, but it actually worked out really well, which was picnic and drinks.
Picnic and drinks is lovely, though.
And I'd say it wasn't just drinks. It was drinks. It was...
many, many drinks.
It was many, many drinks. Yeah, it was glorious. It was nice. It was really nice.
I say
recently.
This is a while ago.
This was 5-6 months ago, but yeah.
Yeah, I think picnics are lovely. I think definitely picnics is a good shout.
Mm.
Completely with your idea of not being able to hear the person
100%.
Who's literally sitting across the table from you. It's the worst and most frustrating thing. Especially when you want to, you know, you've got your egos about you and you're like, yeah, I need to say the right things or behave a certain way. Because we all feel a little bit like that on our first dates. We want to make sure that they actually dig the person that they're into. So, yeah.
Oh, it's...
Why are you laughing? I said something I shouldn't have.
No, I'm remembering something I did. Like,
go on. Story time.
Like a prat.
Story time.
Well, like, my thing on a first date is I like to try and make the person laugh.
You do
chill things down.
It.
Well, okay, yeah, but like, you know, not. I don't go out of my way to crack a joke. But I remember once
you don't write before. You don't write.
I was
going to
crack a joke, right? And I tried cracking a joke. I assume she didn't hear me. So,
oh dear.
So I repeated the joke, laughing at my own joke, and she was like, "Yeah, no, I heard you first time."
Oh dear.
I was like, "Okay, cool. So what you're going to do is you're going to pay for the bill. I'm going because the only funny thing out of this is I'm not paying any money. Goodbye, see ya. This ain't working.
It's a win for
me. Have a good day.
I'm going
to
walk off.
I'm going to the pub around the corner where I know my mates just like got a napkin for me to cry to and a shoulder.
They're literally on standby, like messaging. You're like, yeah.
Like, mate. How's it going? If I answer, how's it going? You know, it's not going well.
If you can see I've come online on WhatsApp, you know I'm on the way there to the other pub.
Plan B, drown my sorrows.
No, I think first dates is a very tricky thing. You are very transparent, right? In terms of telling people that you've spoken to. about your health conditions.
Yes.
This is a very common theme, almost like a chorus of professional patients here.
Oh, 100%.
Where you're the one that does and I'm the one that doesn't.
And I will teach you, my dear. We mentioned it in past episodes of like the best way to go about this. And
only
it is a very.
400 times or so.
Yeah. But you know, let's make it 500.
Let's do it.
We're not 401, we're skipping that. So.
Yeah, we're going straight to 500.
Well, how cool would it be if I could count? Honestly, I'd be unstoppable if I could
You'd
do basic maths.
Be more special than you.
You're looking at Prince of the Universe, but you know what? You know what's stopping me? Numbers. Apparently, words as well sometimes.
Go on, go ahead. So, when is it best to bring up the transplant stuff or your health?
Because I was going to say that's another thing. Like we get, I don't know about you, but I get questioned a lot of like, how do we do our first date as a transplant patient?
Yeah.
For me, more the male side for obvious reasons. But I don't know if there's any different for women with transplant patients that I. But hey, it is what it is.
We're only going to speak.
We move.
This is the disclaimer that we say. We're only speaking on our own you know, experiences our things that we've been through, which is my experience is. So go on, Ollie. I'm doing a lot of rambling this episode. I do apologise.
We've already told two stories and we're like 5 minutes in.
This is it.
Glorious, darling.
So
how do I do it? I will use past examples and then at the end of the episode... a current example, which has actually worked out really well. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands there. Apparently, I've turned into Jack Sparrow. damn, son.
Damn.
So, in the past and how I currently do things, because you know me, I'm very much like, okay, that's your loss. I know that's a selfish, horrible way of doing it, but it's just my personal way of doing it.
It's the way you've got to think sometimes.
I'll gauge the mood and be like, if it does look like I want to go on a second date with this lass or she wants to go on a second date with me, I'll just be open and honest and be like, hey, before we do agree to a second date, there is something you need to know, which is I catheterize and I've had a kidney transplant. It's not as big as it sounds.
It's not.
It really isn't.
Which you do say on later as well, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
It's not as big as it sounds.
It's not as big as it sounds. I've just hit my knee on the table. Honestly, it's fantastic. Ignore the bleeding. left me catheterin. Right. I got so emotional there, my voice broke.
Yeah.
If it looks like it's going on a second date, Rubes, I'm going to have to ask you to stifle that laughter, please.
Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, and I'll just be honest. I'm like, I tend to use like the 100% scale, which is... I can't remember who described it to me or my John Cass came up with it. Either way, if I came up with this drunk, honestly, imagine if I could do numbers.
This is it.
I'm ruling
worlds.
Which was, say my life is 100%, 99% of the time, transform-wise, everything is absolutely fine. Doesn't affect anything. I'm in complete control. I take my medication. You won't even know I catheterize unless you want to know and I tell you thing. You'll just assume I'm going to the loo for a slightly long period of time because... as the fellow I am, I've had a curry and it's gone right through me.
This is it.
Yeah, that kind of time period,
it's
basically.
It's usual, yeah.
But, 99% of the time, everything is absolutely fine. But that 1% is rough. And I just need... I won't even need your support. I just need you to be you.
I think you're playing it down a little bit. 99% is a big percentage. 1% is a very small percentage.
Yeah.
I know you're not always unwell.
But like in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big a issue. Like, again, this is personally. This is me.
Of course,
personally.
Yeah. I'm saying this because, mate, right now you're in good-ish health. And that's good-ish health in terms of me speaking to you.
Yeah. Just looking sitting here having a chat. I've just necked your lovely coffee.
This is it.
I'm doing
you're in a good place, right?
Yeah.
But when it is bad... it turns really bad because I think you get a lot of like you crash land into something and it's horrible and you lose contact with people, you lose contact with like even yourself, like you just don't feel like you have the energy and the kind of emotions, like you're just drained, right?
True. It's dramatically put apocalyptic level.
Quite.
Isn't it just, darling? Quite. Yes. Jolly good. that's how I tend to describe it, which is just very blunt and to the point. I don't see the point of beating around the bush, basically, because where are you going to get to at the end of the day? You're going to get to the same point, but you've just made it 10 times more awkward.
This
instead, just be like, yeah, I've had a kidney transplant. I catheterize. Again, me personally. Cool. Take what you want. If that's something you think won't bother you, then... perfect. Well, you know, carry things on. I'm happy if you're happy, kind of thing. But I want you to know now, instead of like my past experiences where I have left it till fourth, fifth, sixth date, things are going really well, and then I'll be like, fourth, fifth, sixth date, kind of awkwardly because I've left it for so long, so obviously that builds up and it becomes even more of a thing, even more breaking news almost.
Yeah.
And it's very much like, hey, yeah, so I've had a transplant and a catheterized, and they're like, oh yeah, nah, that ain't for me, chief. And I'm like, okay, cool, well, it was nice while it lasted.
Yeah.
When in reality I could have just said that on the first date and then not wasted. Waste's a bad word. Yeah, no, wasted is, especially drink prices in London. Yeah, wasted like my it's student
more,
loan.
It's not, it's not, it, yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because it isn't wasted in the sense of you still get to know someone and yeah. You learn more about yourself. More than
yeah,
anything.
No, true. Yeah.
And you learn a little bit, you get a bit of a kind of harsh life lesson as well. Yeah. Like, I think the reason why I stopped for a long time telling people about my health stuff is one, because it's not a very visible, like, visible disability. I don't know if disability is the right word to use here.
Long-term medical.
But it's not a visible, yeah, long-term yeah. health condition. So anyone who knows me will just be like, oh, it's just your average Joe,
yeah,
just
exactly.
You know, whatever, it's easy to hide. But in the past, when I have mentioned it on first dates, it's not really gone too well. Because the whole conversation, knowing that, you know, for those who've obviously tuned in, know that I personally don't find it comfortable talking about this stuff anyway, unless it's with people I know very well.
Yeah.
If I'm in a first date scenario, when I was in a first date scenario, now I'm expected to kind of unravel and talk about all these things and unpack all these things with someone who, one, I'm still getting to figure out, like, you know, and I made that mistake of just being like, not all guns blazing, but being like, well, you know, like sometimes I'll message and I feel like quite tired, so this is why you might not get a message back later, or this, that, and the other. And for people who can tend to be quite insecure or like, just like, why haven't you messaged yet? Why haven't you done this yet? Why haven't you done that yet? It can be a bit tricky.
I get that. 100% get that.
I'm not saying in a rude way to those people.
Yeah,
it's, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to invest your time in the same way I've invested my time. I completely get it. But I think that's why for a long time it stopped me from talking about my issues on the first dates and just getting to know people more about kind of, because I think there's a lot, we both say this all the time, there's a lot more to us than our transplant condition. 100%. We do lots of things in terms of our careers and the kind of people we are generally, and like our hobbies and interests, we're very like different people other than just our health.
It's not Ruben the transplant patient, is Ruben, oh yeah, also by the way, he's a kidney transplant.
Is he? Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, like, did you know that? That's what I want in the future.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. We're like that.
Yeah,
kind of. We're saying that more to ourselves to kind of like, are we sure as we do a professional patients podcast dedicated to transplants?
are we actually those people, even though we haven't?
No. Oh, no.
Right, we're going to close everything, guys. Let's
so, it's been great knowing you guys. We're going to rebrand and come back as, I don't know, probably the professionals. There we go. Yeah, so it's not gone too well with you in the past.
It hasn't, man. Yeah. It hasn't. And I think maybe I did it once. It was a bad experience. Mm. But not bad in the sense of I've just embarrassed myself in this place and then, like, you know, it was all like, you know, made to feel like crap or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, it was all internal and I felt like, you know, then we just ended up getting ghosted, as all people I'm sure have experienced in their life.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there, exactly. So it was very much that. So when I've got that as my first experience of it, I just thought, you know what? No, moving forward, I'm not really going to bring it up.
I get that.
Unless it comes up in the evening, should I say. When it does come up in the evening, though,
like
you mentioned briefly about catheterizing and stuff. Taking tablets.
Yes. Yeah. How do you smoothly do it? Because that's the other thing with me. Like,
you're on your first date.
I'm on my first date. At some point, I'm gonna have to take my tablets without, you know, something you've got to do. And at some point, I'm gonna have to go catheterize or whatever. Or, you know, she's gonna see me with me old bag of piss.
Well, you've got a backpack.
You've got
something with you, so it's like,
oh, there is also that. Yeah.
Like, why have you stumbled into this pub, like, intimate dinner? Or
hopefully, I'm not that drunk just yet. But yes.
Why have you got a backpack with you?
Why are you stumbling?
He's really.
I've done six shots around the corner. My best mates say hi. Anyway, first date. Let's get this going.
Where were we? Ollie, kidney patient.
Kidney patient. Hi, Ollie. Kidney patient shakes hands. You may have heard of me. Oh no!
Are you familiar with professional patients?
My apartment smells of mahogany. Oh,
oh God, good thing I
Well, the question, Rubes. Sorry, could you repeat the question?
So, dose set box. So how are you pulling those tablets out?
How
smoothly?
How do I pull it? Honestly, I just do it.
Yeah, I just do it.
So the way I tend... I'm going to break down a first date.
Go for it.
Right now, me and you are on a first date.
Let's do it.
Yeah, looking gorgeous.
As are you.
Oh, this isn't a script. I'm setting the scene.
Yeah, okay.
Looking gorgeous. We're at a picnic because I'm deaf. I can't hear anything.
Likewise.
So I'm shouting at you across this picnic because a swan started making noises or something. I don't know. Anyway, honk. Proceed with picnic. You're giving me that look of like, he's off on one.
No. I just like the honk that you did there.
Yeah. Honestly, I've pulled something like making that noise.
Yeah.
Down below, I might add.
yeah. So we're on this picnic. You're taking me
on this picnic.
I am a, in inverted commas, normal person.
Picnic. Yeah, I mean, how boring is that? But still.
Yeah.
I need to take my tablets at some point.
Yeah.
Like, because dates tend to be in the evening. People are busy during the day.
I was going
to
say. Well, if you're most transplant patients, well, I say most, sorry. I'm going to speak again for just myself.
Yeah.
You have to eat something with your tablets. With certain medication. So yeah. There's that.
Otherwise,
so if you're going to eat.
Your stomach down like that, it goes right through you.
This is it. And that causes even more problems.
Oh, don't. IV fluid's on its way, sir. Oh, I clenched with that. But yeah, I've got to take them out. So I tend to take them towards the end of the date.
Yeah.
If time allows, obviously. I tend to take them towards the end of the day, and that's usually a good starting point of, I saw you eyeing these bad boys up. I'll tell you what, you're not buying them for me, but I have had a kidney transplant.
But fair enough.
That tends to be how I do it.
Simple as that. It's
and
just done.
To be honest, a lot of the people I've gone on dates with are very nice and lovely about it, and they're curious. They're like, oh, what's that? I don't make a big song and dance of it. I don't pull a mic out my ass and announce.
Sorry, can everyone in this picnic stop? Can everyone? Sorry.
Look at me.
Everyone, look at me.
I've been like, I basically like, along with my bag, I flop that out on the table.
This is it.
I get a sign out my ass like GTA, right? Just announcing in big fluorescent lights.
And you do
I'm taking.
You do it around high pot.
I'm not even clothed at this point. That's how much attention I want whilst I'm taking my medication. Yeah, you know, like at the old parties where like someone comes over singing happy birthday, they just come over with a big cake announcing I'm moving away from the mic to do this. He's taking his meds, lads. and that's how I take my
you
medication.
You hire people, from what I've heard. You hire like.
I can't afford that. It's just other transplant patients. No, I get the local actors who are desperate for a gig, and I get them in, and I'm like
myself, yeah.
I need. I'm trying to think.
I'm so glad you went away from the mic when you just said that.
Yeah, I know. I deafened
myself.
It's
almost like you're actually a professional about doing this.
Yeah,
unlike me, where I just scream randomly and abuse records.
100%.
Recordings.
I make it obvious that I'm taking my meds without making it obvious. I don't know how to describe that to a non-transplant patient.
No, but it makes... The thing is, right, so obviously the friends, my closest friends, I've known them for a long time now, and it's very different. Thankfully, we're both in a very privileged position where we've bagged a sweetie.
Oh, 100%.
We've bagged a sweet one, and I am very much in a much better place where I don't even have to think about these things.
Yeah.
Now, my story is a bit different.
As in...
Because
how did
myself,
you take your meds on
well,
a date?
On a date, I mean, I just would, in all honesty, I'd sneak a bottle of, this is really bad and quite, I'm ashamed.
Okay. But you look embarrassed, I don't know how to describe
it. Because I just, like, you know, because you made it sound so simple, man. It
kind of is.
But it's, it, yeah, it is. You're
also,
right,
it doesn't help that, I don't know about your Dosette, my Dosette, when you open that, when you slide that open, it sounds like a pig squealing.
You need to do a WD-40 situation.
100%, yeah, but then, like, I'm making enough noise as it is. Yeah. I want this lass to see I'm taking my meds. I'm already naked at this point, and I've pulled a sign out my ass like GTA, so...
Yeah.
And then she's just like, pardon? Because we're in a pub.
Oh. Yeah.
So she didn't
hear
any of this.
She
couldn't hear anything, mate.
Fair play. No, with me, I would, like, literally sneak a bottle of water or something into the toilet or something... Quickly take a tablet and come back. Or I'd wait for the other person to take a break because everyone needs a break from me. So they go over at some point. Like,
are you sure you don't need the toilet? I'm really,
really
please. You really need the toilet, don't you, love? Like, I'm telling you need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Can you make it 5 minutes because I still need to get a drink and I need it to be orange juice because I'm currently on ferrous fumarate.
I
really
love that
specific.
Niche reference joke. I love
also,
it.
Waiter, please just while she's at the loo, I need her to bring me a snack.
Yeah.
Make it filling. It can't be. It, maybe yogurt, preferably. That would be grand. Bit of milk. You know what? Spoil me. She's heard something from the toilet. She's wondering
she
what's going
around,
on.
Like,
you
what
know
is?
What? Boom. Close back on.
The thing is, it is very much incognito for me, I think, before. Like, yeah. It is just that whole thing. It just unpacks, like, again, I'm ashamed to say it, and obviously now I'm more comfortable about it. I'm more comfortable about all of this stuff in my own skin.
But it's good.
I'm just being honest with you, man. That's how it used to be. I was very much like, oh, I don't want to draw attention to this side of my life.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, this, that, and the other. You're meeting new people as well. Yeah. And when you're kind of already trying to, like I said, you're trying to impress them and get to know them, you kind of want to, when you see this as kind of like a negative thing.
Yes.
And we'll talk about this in an episode itself, but then that leads on to thinking, oh, this person has baggage. Oh, they've got health problems, they've got baggage.
Which ain't the case.
Burden and, which no, isn't, which isn't the case. Case. But, you know.
But, Rubes.
Go for it, man.
You have a lovely fiancé.
I have a lovely,
things are going very
gorgeous,
well.
Gorgeous, wonderful fiancé.
How did that first date go with you?
Mate, it's...
If you don't mind me asking, I don't know what's happened to
it
me.
It would be
accent
hilarious
here, so
we've spoken about it. Imagine if I just said no.
Don't you know what, Ollie? No.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Put your clothes on, Ollie, and go.
Yeah, can we focus?
You need
on
the
Ollie,
toilet, don't you, Ollie?
I'm going to try and be more as abrupt as I can with this one.
Okay.
Because I feel like we will do an episode.
Okay, yeah,
right,
yeah.
On each Ooh, other.
That's a teaser for me. This is news to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I not tell you?
Oh, I'm excited. Oh, I'm excited.
Well, look who's in the room. She's here.
Here's one I made earlier.
Fiance.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
So Esra, her wonderful name is Esra, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly because I always get some stick for it.
If so, I've butchered her name, and
mate,
I'm so
I've
sorry.
I've butchered her name, and I've been with her for more.
I'm
going to
go with my
years
accent
now.
I'm going to go with my accent.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying that's how I'm going to get away with apologising.
Okay,
it's
fair
my
play.
Accent. Also, I can't count, so. Really, I've got a lot of excuses. You, on that's the other the hand, mate.
I've got no excuses, unfortunately.
No, you missed it.
So we'll stick with fiance. She is she's wonderful and amazing. Now, she also has health problems.
Okay.
She also has kidney problems. She's also been on dialysis. She's also had a transplant. So when you throw all of these things in a mix, we met on a wonderful weekend in the Peak District, I want to say.
As a guy who knows, yes,
it was
Peak District, yes.
Yeah. And organised by the wonderful, and we always want to point people in this direction because they are a wonderful group of people, the Young Adult Kidney Group. If I'm not mistaken, it was very much associated with that whole community and group. Yes. And it was a really good opportunity to meet people who are just in the same kind of, you know, 18 to 25 or whatever, maybe a little bit older.
Same medical complications kind of issue.
Same medical complications, same issues.
Or would have an understanding kind of.
Exactly, man. And obviously I went in there, I wasn't even going to go. But thanks to one of our good friends, I was convinced, and he will always
he will
take credit for
never
me.
Never allow you to live it down.
Yeah, I know. But I know, well, I love him to bits, and I genuinely wasn't going to go because obviously these times I was dialysing and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But you are then thrown into an environment. You meet a lovely person who's been through the same things. Hmm. But more importantly, that's not at the core or the focus or the center of their life. And they've got so much more that's interesting about them.
Yeah.
Which is obviously... So our first date was just us talking on a sofa at this weekend away. I would say that's our first date. She might come on and be like, no, Ruben, that wasn't
our first
date.
The door down and be like, what was this?
What was this? Sorry.
What was this? No.
But yeah, man. So
I was just asking where the toilet was. Yeah, I wouldn't call that a first date.
You just carried on talking to me.
And then as soon as I went, I heard this screeching noise as you took your mess.
And Ollie just turned up. And
I don't know why Ollie was there naked, but still.
Doing laps.
Just like there was just doing laps. He had a mic just in between his cheeks clapping.
Oh, mate.
That's when I could squat.
For that image there. But yeah, so I'm in a... So this is the thing, man. I'm for someone who is all these kind of like the sensibilities of not really wanting to talk about it and keep it close to my chest and all of this stuff, I was very, very lucky. I was very privileged to be able to meet someone who I was like really attracted to in this setting, in this environment.
Hmm.
And I'm aware that I'm very lucky to have that.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
That sounds very
fairy. So all those
fairy tales.
Bad first dates that I had where I was trying to not dodge bullets. Well, I did do a lot of bullet dodging now that I know that.
Yeah.
But that's another conversation entirely. But all those dates that didn't go well.
Oh, Neo.
Oh, Neo. All those dates that I dodged and like avoided talking about my health and avoided talking about how I truly felt. I was able to just say all of this stuff because it would be reciprocated. And also, she knows how I feel, man. Like, I've been on dialysis, so has she. Okay, so when you know you're just having a rough day, it's not... I don't need to describe anything. I don't need to explain anything. It's like, I know.
Yeah.
And it's reassuring.
It is nice.
Now we're moving on to, you know, when we started getting closer and talking more and stuff like that. But enough about me, because I'm getting all shy and uncomfortable.
It's adorable.
As you can see, adorable. Which you're enjoying.
As your side individual within your fiancé's relationship. did you say your son?
No, I don't know.
My son.
As my son.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry, I'm such a disappointment, father.
Never that, mate, never that. What I do want to say, though, because I think, given everything that's going on,
yes,
I love you, obviously. And I love your story.
Oh.
And your story of getting with someone in this situation, which I think I would have been horrible at, because of everything going on. I don't know what I'm doing with my arms.
It's just YMCA, mate. It's fine.
YMCA.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Yes.
First date.
Yes.
Tell me, Zoom, Tinder. Tell me the story. Tell us the story. Tell the world the story. I know the story already, guys, but, you know, just obviously getting you guys.
Currently dating a lass who's a proper beauty. I'm a lucky guy. She's going to hate
you
that.
You are.
But yeah, so she chatted me up, basically. There's no two ways about it. There's absolutely no two ways about it.
I thought it was going to be an area of
you know what I'm like. I'm usually the guy who is, I wouldn't say confident, but more, I don't care enough.
That is confidence, man. What else is confidence?
I'll quite happily go up to someone and chat to them, basically. Yeah. But it was just like, cool. Well, I can't exactly go to a club in the middle of a killer pandemic as a high-risk guy or go to a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, single long enough after coming out of a ship. Relationship, that's the word I'm looking for.
A relationship.
And then
a ship relationship.
Let's start having a wee look. Went on Tinder, you know, a couple of chats on Tinder and stuff and nothing was happening. And went for drinks in a park, and then this little message on Tinder pops up of my missus' name has messaged you. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And she was just instantly chatting me up using my like little chat up line, which I had, which was straight to the point of like, if you can guess how many kidneys I've got, the first round on our first date is on me.
So that's your Tinder bio.
So
already,
that was my Tinder bio,
which is wonderful.
Which was very much just like, yeah, you know, if you can deal with that, I'm sure. If you can make a joke about that, we're going to get along just fine.
Yeah.
She didn't even make a joke. She just went straight in there, just straight in there of like, cool. You know what? No. So he was like, if you can guess how many kidneys I have, then we're going out. And wow. I was like,
so you have a similar situation.
I've met my match, and I got excited, and I was a bit tipsy excited as well, which doesn't help, but I was like, I don't want to mess this up, I'm going to leave until next morning.
Yeah.
And then we chatted a lot on Tinder, we got on really well, straight to the point of like joking about our own medical conditions.
Yeah.
So like, this was before first date, we were just at talking stage at this point.
Yeah.
Talking about our medical conditions, similarities, etc, etc, and it was quite obvious from the beginning neither of us cared. Like, of course, we now care about each other kind of thing, but it's like the medical stuff is, it's nice where the medical stuff's in the background. Like, the relationship is first and then medical stuff. And the most we talk about medical stuff was, how was your appointment? Yeah, it was good. Cool.
Done.
That's it. But
as you mentioned appointments as well,
yeah,
just to jump in, like, it's that mutual understanding, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So like with your appointments.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Course. It is that mutual understanding.
Yeah.
And it's that whole idea of, you've got an appointment coming up, do you want me to go?
Yeah.
No, you're all right? Cool.
Cool.
That's it.
So
it's done, and exactly, you have that. I mean, again, we are very lucky to have that, because
100%.
There are situations where it's just the understanding, and that's why I feel mutual understanding. If there's anything you want to take away from this episode, not that we're doing like lectures.
Yeah.
Far from it.
Page six.
If you want to turn to your textbook,
you'll see a clothed version of Ollie, thankfully.
Of a renal failure and relationships. Yeah. It's what it is. It's just that mutual understanding.
Yeah.
Of being there for each other and just
not
having
really
that time and investing in that person, really, isn't it?
Not allowing the medical condition to
condition.
So what we're going to do is take two for me for them.
That's fine.
Take two. I can't even remember what I was going to say.
Not allowing their mental...
Not allowing the medical to control the relationship.
Boom.
Boom.
That's it.
I big brain time.
Big brain.
I can't count to five, but my God, I can do it in take two.
This is it. This is it. That's it. One, two, and that's it. Done. I don't know
one,
what
two.
Comes
who,
after
who
two.
Needs everything after three? It's fine.
Oh, you know then.
What's three?
What comes after two, three?
Oh, I thought it was four. Well, you're not wrong.
Technically, you're not wrong.
Technically, you're not wrong. But also, yeah.
Before we
so
go
she
on
chatted me
ramble,
up.
Ramble.
She chatted me up.
Yeah.
We're now dating. Well, no, it's more than dating with boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't know ooh, the different stages. I know, look at girlfriend. Me. I know, look at me doing well and being happy. Oh, disgust
this. You know, I think you mentioned this earlier on off mic.
Yeah, go on.
This is a quite... We didn't plan this, obviously.
Yeah.
We didn't know this, but I think this is a testament.
You're about to drop me in this.
Nah. Well,
you're building it up like you're about to drop
sorry,
me.
Sorry, I'm not. This just is just a testament to how much we care about the people that we're with.
Yes.
We've started enjoying watching, relishing the time of RuPaul's Drag Race. Which is amazing. I don't know why I hadn't opened my eyes to this
I don't
before.
Want to openly say this on the podcast because I know my missus will listen to this and be like, I told you.
No, I'm telling you.
I told you so.
I'm telling you, she's done a wonderful
job. She's got
job
me
as
into
my partner.
RuPaul's Drag Race. That's how much love I care. It's so funny.
I don't want to give anything away. This is the thing. No. You're only on episode 2 of season 2.
I mean,
I've
we're also
the whole thing.
Running out of time so because we'll nerd out so much.
On that bombshell.
But in short, we're both happy because we were both honest from the beginning.
Yeah.
Things for me, still fairly early stages, but if things are going well, I'm happy.
It's going well.
She's happy. We're open and honest with each other. It does help. She's got her own medical conditions. Obviously, that's not for me to go into details about, but she's got her own medical conditions, which do really help that she has that understanding for me.
100%.
Of when I'm like, hey, yeah, you know, I catheterize and my bladder's a bit all over the gaff. Mm. She's very much like, okay, cool. But and when she's one of the few people I met where when she says okay, cool, it's genuine.
It's genuine.
She just doesn't
okay,
mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Like when we had one of our first face to face socially distanced dates, I was like, oh yeah, I just got to take some meds. Sorry about that. She was like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
no, see,
not in a horrible way, but she just was like, yeah, just do it. That's fine.
No,
like, stop worrying. Her main thing she ever tells me is like, yeah, just stop worrying. Stop worrying about that. Stop worrying about what I think. It doesn't matter. Just, you got to do that. That's not your fault. And then when she told me that, it was lush. If you tell me to stop worrying, I'm going to throw something at you.
Ollie, do you know why that is, though?
Why?
It's because we're both blessed and we've never had that before. That's honestly
no, that
why.
Is true.
That's literally why.
That is
because
true.
Because in the past, it would have been like, okay, cool doesn't mean okay, cool. Okay, cool means...
We're going to
now
talk
I'm
about
start
this later.
Thinking about, we're going to talk about this later. I'm going to think about how much of, you know, our future is going to be impacted with this and ..
Yeah.
Which is something that I think we definitely will break down in the future.
Yeah,
in
future episodes we're going to be...
chapter.
Should we give a teaser for what we're doing in the next one before
on,
we say goodbye?
Because we actually have planned ahead a
little
bit. Because
we've actually planned. Imagine, we're unstoppable now, mate. Watch.
This is it.
Watch, we're going to have like 10 subscribers soon.
This is it, imagine. Now, mate, don't play it down. We're doing a bit better than 10 subscribers.
Oh, yeah, I just don't want to appear arrogant.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know,
and
I
we
want,
do like
want,
playing
you
it
know,
down as if
exactly,
no one listens
yeah,
to us.
It's how
but
we
thank
do.
You to everyone who's listening to us from all over the world.
Next episode, Rubes.
Go on.
It's not even a teaser, we're just going to say it.
Because
I'm
going to tease it in.
I was going to tease it in. Like, out of support. Patients in relationships.
Yeah, like, how to support patients in relationships.
Patients
who are partners.
Medically
partners who
complicated
are
partners. How to support your transplanted partner.
So clearly the teaser
so
didn't work.
So basically, the teaser is what somewhere. The hell we're actually going to end up calling the thing. Because if... so... but yeah, jolly good. I think that's grand.
I think we'll wrap it there.
We'll wrap it there.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
Where can you find us, Rubes? Because I'm going to leave this up to you because I know you've been rehearsing this in the mirror.
Yes, I've been looking at myself and I've been thinking I have to promote the podcast because it's something that we have to do.
I love your excitement.
I was being dry. At Professional Patients on Instagram.
Cool.
You'll find us there and you'll be able to listen to us. Tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We've seen some lovely reviews.
Yeah.
You know, jump in and give us some more reviews. Write some stuff.
So if it's a load of rubbish, tell us.
If there's anything, if it's rubbish, maybe messages don't put it publicly so that we know what we need to work on.
Yeah, it'd be grand. Lovely jubbly.
Love you all. Take care
pips.
Of yourselves. Enjoy the
Have
weather.
Have a good one. Enjoy the weather. Factor 50 plus.
Yes, very important.
You don't want a tan. Who wants a tan? We're British.
This is it.
And we'll go from there.
All right then.
Toodle pips. Much love.